Welcome to Sochcast Spotlight, where we talk to prolific and avid Sochcasters who have made their mark in the audio entertainment world. Learn from the journeys of the brightest minds in the Sochcast community. Tune in for advice, tips, and more.
Hey Sochcasters, happy Friday. Welcome to the fourth edition to the Sochcast Spotlight. Mainly the entire purpose of doing these live sessions are for you to really get to know our Sochcasters beyond the shows. A great way to just break the ice with them. And today we have an amazing Sochcaster. Her name is Bhargavi Swami. She has a Sochcast show with us called The Monday Show. She's an author. She's going to be joining us any moment. Let me just send in an invite. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, feel free to ask us. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for joining us today.
No, my pleasure completely. And I'm doing fine despite these very turbulent times we're living in. I'm okay. Thank you. How are you doing?
Much better. In fact, I was looking forward to doing an Instagram live. It's kind of like doing a session with a friend, but people can tune in to see it. So for me, at least, it's been great actually seeing you after emails, you know, and actually seeing your show on our platform. But for a lot of people that are tuning in because they're probably listeners to your show, they've probably bought your book. Could you tell us about yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible and as interesting as I can make it. I've had a fun, interesting journey. I started out being an entrepreneur, being a businesswoman, if you may, of a company which is as corporate can get. So we were in the human resources consulting space. We still are. We're known as XL Corporation. I'm a second generation entrepreneur. My dad started the company. So I pretty much joined to do the marketing and branding of the company. And then before you know it, you're just sucked into the whole system and you buy into the idea and the vision. And you now lead the company. So now I'm the CEO of the same company, XL. But at the same time, thank you. So at the same time, I've always been a very creative person. I've always been somebody who's very vocal about my perspectives, thoughts, actions, and things like that. And I always was looking at a platform where I could share my ideas about the world that we live in, the space that I worked in, which was corporate heavily, and then get a good work-life balance messaging out there for those who are wanting to get into the professional field and those who don't want anything to do with it and just want to live life as a gig worker.
I love that.
Yeah. So,
but I want to know from HR to podcasting, how did, like, what made you want to do that, like, jump? Because I feel a lot of podcasters or Sochcasters, a lot of us ask us, when do I start my show? What made you go from HR to podcasting?
Very interesting question. Trust me, when I first thought of podcasting, everybody around me thought I was crazy. Because you don't mix the two, you don't associate corporate with creative. And I think that's where I thought I was the perfect person to, you know, fill that gap which was missing. Because that's exactly my bent of mind. I am a corporate creative person, as you may. So People Who Matter is my business podcast show, which was the first show we started. And that was actually to build a brand image of our company, XL Corporation. When you're on the consulting side of things, you don't have a tangible product. So I'm not selling a soap or a cosmetic product or something that you can touch and feel. So I had to be able to connect with my audiences, which were potential people looking for employment. And
audio
companies.
Is a great way. Audio podcast.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like,
exactly.
As a Sochcast, we're trying to give people case studies, and you're a great case study to actually show people how you could actually do it with the entire intent of actually promoting your own product, not knowing that you actually created a great community as a podcast. But
absolutely,
I feel our journey with you started with the Monday show, but you being a podcaster yourself, what were some rookie mistakes you've made, or what are some podcast tips you could share with people that are tuning in today?
Sure, absolutely. I'm definitely guilty of all the traditional mistakes one can make. Also, I experimented and created some mistakes of my own. So I've shared a bunch of that. I actually happened to write a book during COVID, which is called P for Podcast, which happens to be India's first handbook on podcasting. So I've shared it in detail there in terms of my journey, but I'll share some, you know, pointed mistakes which any early starter can make. One is you don't realize that podcasting is a consistent job. You just think that, you know, I'm going to come up with one topic and I'm going to come up with this amazing episode And that's it. You don't think about the fact that what will I do for episode 2 or 3 or 10 or 20. So I think one is pre-planning. How many episodes do you want to do? Do you want to do a full-fledged season? Is it just a small mini series of 5? It's like a story, right? Which is broken into 5 episodes and you're done with it in a fiction podcast space. And in the non-fiction space, well, the sky's the limit. If you can talk more and more about the topics and pick up different topics of interest in a genre, you can do more. So most podcasters don't realize that consistency is the key. You have to be at it. You don't get your audiences with your first 5 episodes, sometimes not even 10. You have to be there. You have to build season after season, build connections within the entire podcasting community so that you also tend to listen to other people's work while then you can draw their attention towards your own. So that is very important. You know, the mutual respect in this community is very important.
It's such a small community. Wanted to know that you just mentioned the word community. Being a person that's an author and, you know, you have a podcast community, how important is community to you?
Oh, everything. I didn't realize that podcasting can actually make it such a big thing where you can reach out to so many like-minded people. Community gives you everything. I mean, one is sense of belonging, right? We're all human beings. No man is an island. No woman is an island. So you need the acceptance, sometimes validation from others, which is why I think we're in the social media universe. But jokes apart, I think you need community also to get great feedback. So when you're missing your step, when you're missing the rhythm, sometimes it's great to get to be put back into place and perspective by getting the feedback from your community, your loyal listeners, new ones that get added in. They also tell you sometimes if you're with the times or not. So, you know, it's very important when you're somebody who has such a big platform to talk to so many nameless, faceless people, right? So you can't afford to not be with the times. You can't afford to not be politically correct, incorrect, whichever your stance is. But you need to pick a side sometimes. You can't just sit on the fence all the time. And podcasting really helps you get that voice perspective in a manner which is also easy for others to digest.
Wanted to know, I have a lot of different kind of creators and wanted to know, do you feel you have an upper hand because you are an author that you probably come with, you know, a certain mind of thinking of stuff, how I'm going to pre-publish it, how many chapters beforehand, or do you feel that you had struggles too while being a podcaster as well?
So you're saying that because I'm also a writer, my podcasting journey was easier, or the other way around, because I'm a podcaster, my writing journey was easier?
A lot of creators ask me that, like Priyanka, but I'm not a writer, I'm not so good with words.
Ah, okay.
How would I start my podcast? I wanted to know that, do you feel that because you're an author that you're like, I feel that I'm already, if I could create a book and if I could actually face the rookie mistakes as a podcaster, I feel that like I know what's the certain, not blueprint, but like I have a certain idea of like how things should go. Do you feel that being an author that came in handy for you?
Got it. So actually the reverse happened. I was first a podcaster and after 3 successful seasons of podcasting, I then dared to write a book saying, hey, this is a beginner's guide. Because unless I went through the whole podcasting journey and made those mistakes, I could not claim to guide anybody else. Because, I mean, not having experienced it, it's wrong when you put out something out there, right? Saying, this is the Bible, go for this. No, I didn't want to be that person. So I think, yes, I also have a flair for writing in general. I've always been a communications person. I have a background in mass communication. So yes, maybe compared to other podcasters, communicating was my strong point. Being in business as well, it's very important that you are always communicating with your client. Relationships are super important. Right. So I think I had that backing, right, of so many years of industry experience of being able to communicate my thought and idea. But to answer your question, if you are a first-time podcaster, right, you should be one thing passionate about whatever topic you pick. You don't have to be the best communicator in the business. It's really okay. And the best thing now, today's podcasting scene in India especially is so good. You don't have to be an English podcaster. You can be a regional podcaster and do so well, right? And you can get better numbers than English podcasters because, hey, India is a culmination of amazing, beautiful regional languages. And it's just that some
I'm
of
so
us can speak English better than others. But that's about it. I mean, that's really the future, yeah? I don't think English podcasts can rule the roost in a country like India, in a continent like Asia. Regional is the way to go for sure.
No, you're so right about that because I feel the whole purpose for us at Sochcast too is the entire meaning of Sochcast means thoughts. And when we wanting to be a homegrown based platform, we tell people that reminder, this is original content, but you can do regional content as well. So I'm so happy that you mentioned such a crucial tip or like a fun fact for us Indian podcasters. But wanted to know that what are some Indian based podcasters that you yourself consume or you yourself consider that like, you know, I like that content?
So I'm a big fan of both fiction and non-fiction work. So I do listen to some of the podcasters who are already on your platform. Some of them are friends of mine, like Storytelling Yogini. I think her handle has changed now, Kanksha. So she's a dear friend and she's done some fab job. Also, of course, we have some international podcasts that I follow a lot. I'm not much into the Bollywood side of podcasts, where, you know, radio programs are repackaged as podcasts. That's not really my cup of tea. I like content which is very, very on point, factual, original. And yes, in India, we have some good breeds of podcasts coming out, but there's so much more that we can do in the podcasting space. Yeah, so, I mean, in what fact, we're also in the...
No, continue. Finish your point.
Sorry, so what I meant to say is a lot of podcasters who are known for, you know, their specific brand of podcast, like, for example, mine is more like a talk show format podcast, and it is in the non-fiction space. A lot of us are also getting into the fiction space with creating our own new concepts and scripts and, you know, like just getting into the whole vibe of creating and producing content, which is nice and good to consume. So, yeah, I mean, that there's a long way to go for that, but it's an interesting space to be.
I'm so happy you mentioned that because I wanted to know, what is one thing that you think is working well right now for us Indian podcasters in the industry and one thing that's sour, that's, you know, something that you wish could have been worked on?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's working in the Indian podcasting space, I mean, if you see the latest numbers, India today is now the third largest consumer of podcasts. So that's the, like, that is boom, right? I mean, that wasn't the case 4 years back when I started, when you guys started Sochcast. So it's very, very validating for all of us, right? As a community, as a company, you know, to be in the right space. I think platforms are looking more towards podcasting and they're investing into marketing for podcasting, which is very important. Like any new concept, right? Unless you talk to people about it, unless you expose people about it, there is no way they're going to know. For example, when I started a podcast, the word podcast was not known to my friends or family. They were like, what are you doing? Like, what the hell are you doing? And you then take out the time to educate them. It's pretty much marketing, right? And when I started marketing my first podcast or the Monday show and any of the other shows we're producing, we invest in marketing ourselves. We try to be very innovative using, you know, Instagram to our benefit and all the social media platforms to our benefit to relay our message. So I think marketing and investing into podcasts is happening in India, which is brilliant, from, you know, the more funded guys to the ones who are moderately funded as well. So I mean, platforms like yourself are also in the forefront of that, which is congratulations to you for that, and platforms like Spotify, Audible and things like that, who we work with in general. So I think that's a plus sign,
because for us, when we started Sochcast, we realized that I'm fortunate that I stay in a tier one city, but there's some original content in tier three cities that don't have the disposable income to afford an editor or a producer. They may before COVID, they used to have access to desktops in colleges or schools. Now they don't have access. So a lot of people don't have access to certain things that you and me have on a daily basis. So when we started Sochcast, that was one important thing we wanted to really focus on. And then take away the whole fact that, like, focus on creating the show, but let us take the, like, let us do the heavy duty work. When I saw your content, it's crazy how you, like you mentioned, marketing. And when we try asking a lot of podcasters, we ask them such simple questions. Do you have a broadcast list? They're like, what's a broadcast list? We're like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, are you doing Instagram stories? They're like, occasionally, once in a while. And we're just like, wait, you're not marketing it yourself as a host.
Yeah.
So that is where I'm so happy that you seem very educated in the whole fact that this is our ABC. So right now, for other podcasters tuning in, what are certain examples, like how I gave you the WhatsApp list? What else what do you recommend to other podcasters to, like, kind of ensure in the checklist?
Sure. Again, I mean, I couldn't stress it enough. Marketing and branding, promotions are so important to get your message out there. You might have made a great quality product, But if nobody knows about it, nobody's going to listen to it. Hence, no numbers. Hence, nothing else happens after that, right? So, yes, please use all the free social media tools that are available at your disposal. Create accounts in different social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Very, very, very important for you to be vocal. Even if you think you're not good at it, get someone in your team, your friend, your neighbor, your younger sister, brother. Get someone to help you out with the basics of social media. Because, come on, we, like I said, you can't be a fly on the wall. You cannot be somebody who is an ostrich in the sand, right? You can't ignore what's going on around you. And social media is here to stay. So I totally harness the power of it. So what we do is when I design a product, for example, the Monday Show, once a product is ready, I start looking at the different ways of marketing it. When should we? So we have like this whole marketing campaign plan that we make in advance. We understand who we want to tie up with. We understand how many creatives we want to put out, what kind of messaging goes out in the creatives, what is the look and feel of it. So I'm fortunate that since I came from a mass communication background, I was very aware of what you need to do to get the product to be pushed out into the market. So I came from a very a background of education in this space. For those who don't have that education, don't worry. There are a lot of free articles on Google, blogs, YouTube videos. And if I may just plug in here, P4 Podcast, the book. You can look at...
No, please do, because the whole factor why I want to do these series is where people get to know you besides, you know, the Monday Show. So please talk about that. That's a great plug-in, by the way. So please, guys, buy a book.
It's available on Amazon. It's there as an e-version on Kindle as well. Audible, you can listen to it as well because we're podcasters.
By the way, I wanted to know, before I ask you the question, what are the three words you would describe your show? I love the episode of Girl Power because I think being 24... being fortunate enough to have gone to half a year, you know, CBSE and then going to IGCSE, that I realized the whole factor that my school was encouraging me to do certain startups at a young age. But wanted to know, do you have a personal connection with the episodes? Like, how are you choosing the themes of episodes what you're doing with the Monday Show? What do we have coming up next in a few months?
So, you know, first let me tell you about the Monday Show, why it started, what happened, right? So before the Monday Show, I had a very successful corporate podcast, which talks about work-life balance and things like that.
Yeah.
But somewhere I felt I was, and from the feedback, like I said, I engage a lot on social media with my listeners, subscribers, and we have a great number in terms of subscribers for our earlier shows. So we want to know from them, we want to know from them in terms of, you know, what do you want to listen to? What are we missing out? Where can we correct ourselves? And that's where it came out where, and this was in the peak of pandemic. We were in wave two of pandemic, the second wave of pandemic. And it came out that we want real people. We want real stories. We don't want only the successful corporate titled people. I mean, it's great you have that. And there's a listener base. But, you know, COVID really made the world a leveling play field, right? It equalized everyone. It didn't matter who you were getting affected by it. You can sit in the remote corner in Kullu Manali and you can be the person holidaying in Saint-Tropez, but you're going through the same thing. Nobody was invincible, right? So I think that was the impetus to start the Monday Show. We wanted to release a new episode every Monday with a fresh perspective full of people that I have known in some way or the other who were in my network, and I felt they were great people to talk to. And they were everyday people. And I also, of course, reached out to a few people I was very inspired by. And I followed them on social media, or I read about them somewhere, or somebody recommended them. And I was like, no, these stories have to be told. So the Monday Show is like a bouquet of episodes. It's a short series. We've done 8 episodes in that. And it begins, the first episode is, of course, Girl Power, because I believe in it. You believe in it. Who doesn't?
I that was my favorite episode. I'm so happy you said bouquet, because that's a great word to actually describe your show, because I love asking, you know, whenever we do these series, like, quick question, like, what are the three words you describe as? And that's the greatest word. I feel this is my favorite word so far.
Thanks. Thank you. I mean, I couldn't describe it any other way, because, you know, in a bouquet, right, everything is placed for a specific reason to provide the overall beauty.
It has a purpose. It's, you know, playing over there. You know, it's not just there.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, the whole is greater than the sum total of the parts. So that's literally what we were trying to get at with the Monday Show. We started with the Girl Power episode, where we invited some real amazing women who are very vocal about their journeys. One was a marketing person, one was an events person, one was an engineering background person. One's a mom, one's a somebody who's decided to not have kids.
These are such realistic role models where there's no artificial, there's no fluff, and you're hearing from them, from their own mouth, their own experience.
Absolutely.
Could learn from.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in the episode, they actually talk about moving from the big city back to their natives because of the way the whole pandemic played out. And that's exactly the story of half of India. Today, everyone's back to working from home and things like that. And these are people who talked about how that happened for them. Why did they choose this? Why are they now having an organic farm as their office? I mean, these are amazing things to listen to. There was a lady who had a baby in the middle of the pandemic. Her parents could not come to help her out with the whole process. And how heartbreaking is that for a girl, right? To go through the biggest joy of life, not to have your family. And that happened.
The mental block and how she had to go forward with it because what was happening in front of her in time. But
Absolutely.
That's such a beautiful example because I think people are focusing on just marriages happening on like a Zoom call. Such a great negative story that people would not shed so much of light upon. But in a podcast, while somebody is just jogging or while somebody is just in the kitchen or even right now, I wasn't doing a live right now and I'm just lying on my bed. I could have been listening to your show and been like, wow, that's actually happening to somebody else. You're getting more educated, by the way, with the kind of shows you listen to. So yours is a great channel to actually just get your information from.
No, absolutely. And I think one is education. The second is sense of belonging. Like a lot of people in isolation, it's happening to them, right? But when you hear about it, like another person going through it during the pandemic, you instantly find connection. And everybody suffers from being alone. And the pandemic has ensured that we've felt so alone. We've felt so disconnected, right, from everyone. All of us have gone through this moment of feeling low and feeling down and feeling out. And you've had to literally mentally push yourself to, you know, wake up the next morning. It's happened to everyone. So I think it's everyone's story, and that is why it's the Monday show, because every Monday we put out this fantastic episode for us to shake you up. I also love one more episode which I'll recommend. The episode's tagline was the one I loved so much, which I'm so happy I came up with. It was called The Wind Beneath the Wings, and this was the episode which had the defense partners. So we always look at the men in uniform. Yeah, the men and the women in uniform, rather. They are always at the forefront of all stories. They are our heroes. But to me, I personally know so many women who are married to guys in uniform, and I know how lonely that can get, and how painful it is. Absolutely. And a lot of them are actually living lives like single parents because they don't see their husbands or wives for months together. So how is that? I mean, and then, you know, the pandemic also hit. So that's like one more layer of interest that builds into them. So that was a great episode. You should listen to that episode, The Wind Beneath the Wings, which tells you the story of Defense Wives.
Would love to do a feature where we could create an audiogram to promote this episode, because this just reminded me of what we've just released, Drunk Tales, which is talking about a girl's story just firsthand, you know. So the fact that you've this is a great story. Welcome to the family. I'm so happy you're here, but wanted to know, being a podcaster, what's on your podcast table when you're recording? Like, what are the essentials around, you know, burglary? If I had to come there and see, what are your podcasting tools?
Okay, so I keep it very simple. I live my life also very simple with very less baggage. I travel light. So when I do podcasting as well, for me, what worked, may work for you, was to have a simple MacBook Air. I trust the Apple products to be great for audiovisual content. I don't promote the product in other platforms for anything else. But if you're an audiovisual content creator, have one of their devices for sure. It's extremely helpful, makes life easy, quality is superb in the output. So what I used to do is earlier when I first started. Today, of course, I would say I have a little bit more sophisticated equipment because, you know, now I've got commercials and sponsors and you level up. But when you start up, I think the basics is get a good laptop, preferably an Apple product laptop, and you can get a decent microphone within the range of 5,000 to 10,000 rupees, which is like a unidirectional microphone. You don't have to get the very expensive ones. And get a USB plug-in microphone. I know a lot of people tell you to get an amp and then plug it into the amp and then get the conversion done. But I think for a first-time podcaster, I've experimented and my podcasts are listenable, okay? And I've made subscribers out of them and I've had people download the show. So trust me, it works.
Yes.
So get a USB microphone, connect it to your system. And in Apple Mac, you have a free software for recording called GarageBand. Okay, super easy. Like, you don't even have to pay a dime to get the software. So just record in GarageBand directly, your entire podcast show. Don't do live, because I think when you start podcasting, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, you're going to just suddenly swallow and then the wrong windpipe, and you're going to cough into your show. And then suddenly you might stammer and stutter, and you might, you know, just get nervous when you're suddenly the record button is on. That's when most of us become very vulnerable and human again. And you either, you know, play to your strengths and become the best version, or you just get into this shell and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Yeah. So,
do you do any exercises before you record? Like, do you drink tea or coffee, or do you do any exercises?
Sure. So, I'm lucky. I'm also a singer. So my exercises are covered in my singing. So I'm a trained Carnatic classical singer, proper good Indian South Indian girl who's taught in all the arts. So I've been learning music and now I teach music. So music has been a part of my life for the last 32, 33 years. So I think the voice exercising happens automatically. I do riyaz at least twice a week. So my voice is pretty in tune. I know the drill. Yeah. And I also did theater when I was in school and college. So you have a lot of voice exercises to amplify. So, you know, the communications has been my strong field for a very long time. For those, again, novices, first timers who are doing it, I think a basic, you know, anybody in India knows Saregama. And anybody in India can, you know, say it in their own mother tongues, regional languages. You can do a little low bass ah, and then a medium ah, and then a higher. So that kind of opens up your throat, just to keep it simple. But apart from that, yes, hot water is your friend. Don't have it, it's not boiling water, huh? It's lukewarm water, guys, because your throat will dry up. So lukewarm water, nice cup of flavored tea, no milk tea, because milk tea will, again, the lactose will make your throat seize after 15 minutes.
I've made that mistake.
You have? Okay. You know. So, you know, it's great to have it before, you know, like sometime in the day when you're not recording, please have your teas. But before recording, only like flavored water tea, okay? That's what you're going to have for recording. So yeah, just have that. Try not to eat ice cream that day or the day before. Yeah, I mean, some restraint. That'll be nice. And don't drink or consume alcoholic beverages that day or the previous night, because that's going to play around with your throat.
As much as I tell our caterers, just have fun, you know, like just play around.
Like, yeah.
Speak as if nobody is judging you, you know. So I think today's live, you know, we got to know you beyond the book, being an author, being a podcaster, and wanted to, first of all, thank you for tuning in, but wanted to end this live on a note of, what's one quote from you? You know, what do you want to, anybody that's listening in, what's one quote you want to end this with that, you know, describes you and the situation?
Yeah. I think I am limitless. That is my quote for life. There is nothing that I can't do by action. I'm saying there's nothing nobody can do. Nobody can't do, I'm sorry. If you put your mind to anything in life, right, and you put in the hard work, doors will open. People will get connected, network, relationships, everything happens. And you will be able to see it, you'll be able to realize your dream. But you need to be committed to it. You need to put your hard work into it. But always remember, you are limitless, like I'm limitless.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. I'm looking forward to seeing more Monday episodes coming out from you. And where could people follow you on Instagram, YouTube, your plugins? Please feel free to give your...
Sure, absolutely. So I'm on the tag Bhargavi86, that's Bhargavi86 on Instagram and on Twitter and where else? On Facebook. On LinkedIn, I'm known as Bhargavi Swami. It's the more professional space.
Where do you want most of the people that are tuning in to speak to you? Where are you the most consistent or regular at on social?
Sure, IG, I think. So Instagram is the best to reach out to me. So please hit me up on Bhargavi86. You can follow me, you can join me, we can have a conversation. And yeah, take it ahead from there.
Thank you so much. And don't forget to follow Bhargavi, everybody. She's giving you a plug-in. Watch her show, buy her book, and encourage other people to start their shows, and actually encourage, because Sochcasting and doing podcasts is a great way. You won't even understand how much you learn as a person. So thank you so much, Bhargavi. Have a great evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we've got one more surprise for our podcast lovers and lovers of the podcast community, listeners. So we've recently launched a brand new range of podcast merchandise. So it's not just for our show. I'm wearing one of them right now, which is People Who Matter. But it's not just for our show. It's for the podcast community as such. So we have a lot of designs out there which mention podcasts, have put it up in different ways to play it up. And it's available on Amazon. When you can just Google or get Deep Logs and you'll get the page. Or you can do podcast t-shirt, podcast sweatshirts, hoodies. So show your love for the entire community, which Sochcast is a part of, I'm a part of, and hopefully you guys will be a part of as well.
Support each other, everybody. Love your merch. Congratulations and keep it up. I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being such a wonderful host, Priyanka. Take care.
I just feel it was just great because I feel that I can consume your podcast, but I wanted to know you beyond that. And I was like, why not do an Instagram live while it's me plus 50 other people at the same time? So it's great. It's great. It's fun.
Thank you. Thank you once again.
See you soon.
See you.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.